Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. You know, there's nothing like being a dad. It is one of the most humbling and awe-inspiring roles that one can serve. And while I can't speak for women, I'd guess the same is true for motherhood. Now, yes, kids can be and are challenging. When you thought you were out of the woods with diapers and getting them to sleep through the night, then they learn how to talk. And if you've got little ones like mine, you never know what they might say. But how did Jesus feel about kids? He was never married, never a father, so how would he feel about kids? So far in our study of Luke, he seems to deal with a lot of adults. Did he even have time for kids? Well, let's pick up in our reading today, Luke chapter 18, verses 15 through 17, and we can find a quick answer to that. Luke 18, verses 15 through 17. Now they are bringing even infants to him, that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." So Jesus is clearly known to be someone of importance if we're told now they were bringing even infants to him. That would seem to suggest that every other age group was coming to see or even be touched by Jesus. But apparently the disciples who were there thought this was just too much. Jesus didn't have enough time or that it was beneath him to deal with the babies. Whatever they thought, they were wrong. Jesus not only corrected these disciples, he also took the opportunity to teach them a lesson. Just like in our study yesterday, sometimes we're dismissive based on our preconceived notions. So Jesus tells them and us likely what we already know to be true. The children were welcomed. In fact, Jesus says they shouldn't be hindered from coming because it's those who are like children who will enter the kingdom of God. So, is Jesus encouraging us to be immature and fussy? Well, of course not. The Hebrew writer makes it clear in Hebrews 5, verses 11 through 14, that we're meant to mature and grow in our faith. But think about the admirable qualities of a child. That's what's in view here for Jesus. Like a child, to be inherently trusting of the one who is caring for you, as Jesus certainly does. Like a child, to love and have a willingness to forgive and forget, as a child often does, Jesus also calls us to do. To be in awe of the blessings that we have, like a child who is enthralled with a butterfly or the clouds in the sky, we too should find ourselves enthralled and in awe of the love that God has for each one of us. And perhaps another application that we can quickly make. We need to be sure that we as parents, grandparents, and teachers introduce your children to Jesus. Tell them stories of his love and his power. Pray with them and sing with them, because it's most certainly true. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Thanks so much for listening this week. Lord willing, we'll be back next week with more Press On.
Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/churchofchristbeaverdam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.